On the phone with us today, we have Adam Kubota. He is with Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox and their big Christmas show coming this Thursday night to the Brown County Music Center, Nashville, Indiana. Adam, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us today.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to be on the air.
Now, tell them about your role in the Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. You're the bass player, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm also one of the original members of PMJ, and in addition to that, I'm the band leader of the band, so I just make sure that all the music is tight, for the shows, and we have new instrument analysts coming in, just make sure we rehearse the heck out of it, so, yeah.
Man, I'm a big fan. You know, you became a sensation online, of course, and now the show is hitting all across the country. And this time of year, you're bringing the Christmas show to areas, including Brown County, Nashville, Indiana, this Thursday night. It's unique in what you guys do. For those that haven't heard about you or are seeing this show, kind of give them the crib note version of what you're all about.
Yeah, so, for the PMJ show, it's just like, it's sort of like a vintage party. You take these, these arrangements, modern pop songs, and you put a vintage spin, put it into the time machine. And so there's definitely that, that element of it is that we have all these songs and it's all about that bass. And then we put like a vintage spin on it with the jazz band and the horns. And we have this really, virtuosic, singers on this one. And it's just like, we all dress up in vintage costumes, and it's a lot of fun. But then this one is our very first Christmas tour. So what's happening is that, we do a couple things with the Christmas things. It's been a real creative process. One is just taking, Christmas songs and sort of fusing them with other pop songs to make what's known as a mashup, which is pretty funny. It sort of changes the meaning, of some of the songs. We've got a fun, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas mashup with some other songs. I'm not going to reveal what they are. And then there's a couple ones where we just do just straight up, beautiful Christmas ballads. And they go over really well because our singers are some of the world's best singers. And we're just lucky to be on stage with all these great people.
So I'm taking it you're definitely a fan of the big band era back in the day, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm an upright bass player, who's played jazz, so I'm a big fan of especially, Count Basie and Duke Ellington, orchestras. I mean, you can't do better than that.
Let's bring it back. That's exactly what you guys are doing, and you're doing it quite well. I heard the version of Last Christmas online just this morning, and going to spin it here in just a little bit, but
cool.
What a great version of that song, man.
Yeah, if you come to the show, you'll definitely be able to hear us do Last Christmas. That's definitely on the set list. So over the years, we've been putting together, little arrangements here and there, and then now we have a whole concert worth of arrangements to do for it. So, and that one's great because it has the tap dancer on it. Our tap dancer for this one is fantastic. Fantastic dancer. Her name is Demi Romick, and she's so charming, so personable, in addition to being a fantastic tap dancer. She's got a ton of modern dance chops too, so she adds some really just wacky, fun stuff into this thing.
Very cool. Well, again, you're going to love the Brown County Music Center, Nashville, Indiana. Great new venue to perform this show. We want to see a packed house there. If you're a fan of the big band sounds and, of course, today's Christmas favorites, there is no reason for them to be sitting in their seats when this show starts. You're going to be standing up, dancing along all night pretty much, aren't you?
Absolutely, and that's the thing about these shows is it's more, way more than just a concert. We kind of encourage people to get up. We encourage people, to make noise. We encourage people to dance. If there's space in the venue to dance, so that's the kind of thing you can be expecting from our show. It's just you don't have to just sit there and just clock lightly. We actually get into it because it's Christmas.
Well, again, Adam Kubota, our guest from Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. The very Postmodern Christmas show this Thursday night starts at 7 p.m. Nashville, Indiana. Tickets are on sale now, browncountymusiccenter.com. Get yours. I promise you're going to love this show. Look them up online and follow this group because they're making waves all across the country, bringing back the big band sound, which is what we're missing in today's music, hands down. Adam, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. Best of luck on the tour as you continue to make your way across the country. I know a lot of traveling in store for you guys in the future, and we look forward to having you here in the Hoosier State at Brown County Music Center.
All right, yeah, I can't wait to go there. I haven't been in Nashville before, I'm kind of curious to check it out and see the new concert venue. That's supposed to be amazing.
You're going to love it. Well, Adam, again, thank you so much. We appreciate the time, and we'll see you Thursday night.
All right, great talking to you. Take care.